And finally, what can UNICEF members and volunteers do to assist with the Unite Against AIDS campaign?
Well, I was thinking about this. There's so many little things that I think we can all contribute in. I think reading about it, because World AIDS Day is coming in the next 2 days,
mm-hmm.
there's lots of different reports, not only from UNICEF, but I'm sure UNAIDS and WHO are coming out that you can read about, discuss it with friends
mm-hmm.
and family, wear a badge so that mm-hmm. everybody in your neighborhood and your workplace knows that it's World AIDS Day, and let's celebrate this day together. I think put it on your social network, create discussions, mm-hmm. Find out, again, if there's a local NGO in your neighborhood that works with people with HIV/AIDS
mm-hmm.
and their integration back into society through vocational training. I think there's lots of
mm-hmm.
little different ways that you can
contribute
that not necessarily has to be with an economic contribution
yeah.
to a humanitarian organization, although that obviously helps as well.
Yeah.
but yeah, log on to our website and read about it and
yeah.
talk about it with your friends.
And obviously from my point of view working in fundraising, it is really great if people continue to fundraise for AIDS, because as you say, the contributions to those kind of projects are going down, so it is a chance on World AIDS Day to celebrate and maybe hold a small event or sale or do a challenge to raise money for those people affected by AIDS so that UNICEF can continue to protect and prevent AIDS
yes.
and HIV.
Definitely.